It's Todd here, and wanted to give you a little bit of an update on the ministry. It's reaching so many people, tens of thousands per month. We're well over 2 million visits to pages, I believe it is, on the site. Last time I checked, about mid-year there, a little bit back a little bit. And we have the opportunity. This has been an opportunity for a long time, but I've never made it known because we're just trying to survive over here, guys, and literally, and that's not even hardly happening. to be honest with you, but the ministry has a need. The ministry, okay, and what's going to happen is it's going to open the floodgates for a lot more people to actually get fed the Word of God. Our host company has been telling me for years now that we've outgrown the platform we pay them for. We pay them $13 a month. That's it. And we got the very low package because of the lack of funding. You know, let me stop and say this. You know, when God puts ministries around us, that's exactly what he's talking about when he said, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moth and rust does not corrupt and where thieves do not break through and steal. And when you help God's work, you're actually laying up eternal treasure, treasure that will be there for you in a special way forever. And God incentivizes us to do that. And he puts people around us to feed us the Word of God, which is to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, notice when the Word is preached, it's going to do all of those things, 2 Timothy 4:2. It's going to reprove you, it's going to rebuke you, and it's going to exhort you. It's not just going to coddle you and comfort you. Comfort is something the Bible says we're to do also, and through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we're fed the Word of God. That's what happens. But it's not just those things. It's also to reprove, rebuke, and exhort. And so that's when you know you're listening to a ministry and you're under a ministry that's actually giving you a fuller scope of the Word of God, endeavoring to give you all of it is what it should be. And so anyway, it becomes our privilege to support where we're being fed, to fund where we're being fueled and fed and participate in the work of the gospel, because the Bible says we are, all of us, laborers together with God. We're all laborers together with God, each and every one of his children, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. And also, Paul says that we're to give cheerfully, you know, and that means hilariously, like that's where we get the word hilarious from, that Greek word there. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we're to give with hilarity or joyfully, so overwhelmingly grateful and joyful for what God has given us. And that's why people work. They're to work to say, so that they have to give. What is it, Ephesians 4:28? Also, Deuteronomy 8:18, God gives us the power to get wealth so that we may use that to help establish his covenant, and that would have everything in the world to do with the communication of the gospel. In fact, there's a lady I'm talking to now who is getting ready to be saved, as you know, and we don't talk about all of the instances of people getting fed and saved. We talk about very few of them, actually, but there's been a continual stream of people that have continued to get saved, and they're getting really saved and being very fruitful right up front. Because as you know, one of the things we don't do is tell people, you got to go find a church. No, you are the church. Fellowship with other believers daily. Get in the Word for yourself. Take personal responsibility to seek the Lord in prayer, worship, and obedience. And we're seeing people all over the world, Australia, Canada, all over America, etc. Some of the top countries that we are reaching into include the United States, of course, and then Russia, the Russian Federation. We're reaching a lot of people there. Great Britain, Canada, of course, India, Germany, Australia, Netherlands, South Africa, Indonesia, Philippines, Portugal, China, Ukraine, Bulgaria, France, New Zealand, Malaysia, Iran, Chile, Ireland, Czech Republic, Singapore, Italy. And that rounds out the 25, the top 25 places that the ministry website is reaching into. And the podcasts have been the most popular. And so we have the opportunity right here before us for a mere like $420. And if we collect more than that, that's going to be good, because we definitely need it. We need about 1,000 more a month right now, guys. And I would say that to open the opportunity, in case anybody out there listening somehow thinks that we are well supported. I wish you were correct, but you're not. And that's not a complaint. I want to thank God for those who are supporting. And we don't want to overburden them, because those are all fervent disciples who would give everything they had if they could. But I've even told some of them, nope, you can't give on this. You're already giving. That's enough. So it would be a blessing if we get 5 or 10 new believers that say, hey, we're going to support this ministry for the next 6 months or year or whatever. And you know, with 50, 100, 200, some of you could give $500 a month, And that would help us do so much more. Now, we're not building physical buildings where we're paying rent, mortgages, and light bills. Okay, this all goes straight into the gospel, okay, with a very small footprint. And so what this is going to do to be able to get the ministry website platform onto another server is it's going to make it much more faster. Okay, we've outgrown the platform we're on right now. This is a mega site. It's going on 2,000, I believe it is. We're approaching and almost to 2,000 posts that are actually posted, with about 700 posts in the making, if you will, or under construction. And it grows every day. We're adding to it and just fully loading the site every day. That's not the only ministry we do, but that's what we're doing, is wearing numerous hats to get this done. You know, content creation, IT work, etc. We've had Brother Jason Owen, who's an expert at e-commerce, that has really helped us immensely, and we've not been able to pay him. If anybody cares enough and wants to see us give him some more money, that would also matter a whole lot, because he's worked for far less than he is actually worth. He's worked for almost nothing, and that's a shame that we don't have more givers. Now, again, I want to say thank God for those who are giving, but we're praying, and I want to ask you to pray that God would send us some people like the Obadiahs in the days of Elijah, who fed the true prophets, even though they were much fewer than the false prophets. He fueled them, and even against the command of Ahab, there in, I believe it's 1 Kings 18, he made sure those true prophets were well fed. He fed like 100 of them. There were 50 in one place and 50 in another, if I recall correctly. And we want to pray that there'd be more Obadiahs today, more people that would count God more important, and therefore getting his work and his word, I should say, and his work done, and his word to the people, namely those that are his, and feeding them and bolstering them and helping them to be matured and equipped to do the gospel themselves. Now, as I began to share earlier, what this is going to do is allow us to be able to get onto a much better platform within the host company that we use. Let me try to explain this to you. I do a lot of technical things, but it's not my expertise. You would think it should be, because I was in avionics in the Marine Corps and worked contracted to NASA, but that's not my calling. And so it's like this. It's going to give us much more RAM, a random access memory so that the site functions much more efficiently. It's not burgeoning over the limit on the data, which we're way over the limit with the platform we have now because the site is so big and we're on such a puny platform. And so it's going to give us a server that's shared by a whole lot less people. And it's going to cause the site to function quicker. And so the search engines, the way they read a site and promote it is based on the speed of that site. So this is going to immediately, and all sources are telling me this, they have been for a long time, high technical sources, including Brother Jason, who's an expert at what he does on this website. And he's got dozens of other clients whose websites he builds and creates all kinds of stuff for. It's going to free up a lot, going to give us a lot more memory, random access memory, RAM, so that the site is actually functioning much quicker. When you click on something, it's going to go quicker. And that's going to cause the search engines, where a lot of people find us, to for our site to be moved up much higher toward the top when somebody's searching out mercy, salvation, judgment, discernment, the cross, false prophets, all of the things that we have on the site. Everything's going to come up more readily available to those searching, and so it's going to be visited by a lot more people. I'm sure that most of us have had a laptop that really got bogged down and it didn't run very good, and you know, every time you clicked something, it took a while to get it to actually respond. And because of the lack of memory, that would be the reason, it would be running so slow. And so I think that gives most people a little bit of something they can relate to concerning RAM. Okay, and let's go ahead and close this out. Nice taking a minute to talk to you. And again, thanking God for the people that are supporting. Your dollars are going, I believe, powerfully for a kingdom effect. And this can only increase if we get a few more supporters, guys. That would be really great. Remember, we, it's plural, are laborers together with God. I wrote a few notes here. Maybe it'll fill in some of the gaps I might have left off here. I had just gotten off the phone last night with our host company, and they told me once again that years ago we had exceeded the current data limit. He told me the numbers. We're astronomically over because our site has so much on it, and that grows every day. And he told me that the plan will definitely, and he's not a salesman, he was a tech guy. They're not trying to sell anything to us, by the way. You know how that can be. But he said the new plan, he gave me some options, will definitely make the site function much faster. And I asked him, is that going to increase traffic? He said, yeah, that's going to dramatically increase traffic, is what he said. The RAM will be greatly increased. If you have a laptop, you know what RAM determines, how RAM determines the speed of that it operates, that you're able to function and get around on that laptop. Then I said, I wrote this down, an efficient speed site will cause the search engines to move the ministry site's links toward the top and increase traffic. It's going to be $407 if we pay it all up front for the year. Otherwise, it'd be like $89 a month, which is over $1,000 a year or something, or at $1,000. So only $407 to open a floodgate to more people, to reach many more, apparently tens of thousands of more people, to come to the site and be fed the Word of God, because that's all we have on the site. It's Christ-centered, as you can see. It's scripture-rich, and many are being blessed and nourished, and people are being saved. You might recall not long ago, a dear brother named Luigi in Australia, who's absolutely going strong, leading people to Jesus. He just led a couple that were Jehovah Witnesses to Jesus. Well, he was searching, and these Mormons were after him. I mean, trying to recruit him into that cult. He didn't know any different. and he was even scheduled to be baptized, then God, as God would have it, he got on safeguardyoursoul.com, got on the Peace with God page. Hallelujah. He sent me an email letting me know that he got saved. He said, I made peace with God, which meant he went down through that page and prayed and repented and received Christ. He's been on fire since. We talk on the phone on a regular basis. And so anyway, that's just one of many. We got Brother Jeremy up in Canada. We've got Brother Stephen. We got Javon. We've got Brother Derek. And numerous others that are of late have gotten on board with Christ, not with us, with Christ, and on the ark, amen, of Christ, are saved, and they're walking with Jesus and overcoming things through the blood of Christ, the grace of God, and the cross life that they never had victory over before, because now they're being nourished up in the words of eternal life, including the power generator of the gospel that causes everything else to work. It's at the center of the gospel, and that's the cross life, man. We're not going to stop preaching it. The cross is only something hated by those who are ungodly, according to the Apostle Paul. The cross is to those that are perishing foolishness, but unto us it's what? The power of God. Amen. Because we're saved. 1 Corinthians 1:18. God bless you, friends, and thank you for listening. Please pray for the ministry to be more fully supported, and that would be so appreciated. God bless you all in Jesus' name.